At the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, I am visiting with Tabitha. And Tabitha, tell me, first of all, a little bit about yourself and where you go to school.
So, in this project, we use the pyreactor and we process the DDGS. And we combine some treatments like high temperatures and amount of DDGS. So basically, we spike in 50 ppb of aflatoxin B1, and we evaluate the aflatoxin B1 before and after the process. And for the other analysis, we evaluate the liquor, the furfural, and the sugars. So about the results, we see a reduction when you process the DDGS under 108 Celsius degrees. And for this other analysis, furfural and high methyl furfural, when you increase the temperature, we increase the furfural and high methyl furfural. And both are compounds, and we don't like these compounds because they are toxic for animals. And about the sugars, if you increase the temperature, we increase some sugars too. So basically, we need to choose the most reduction, the higher reduction levels, less high methyl furfural and furfural, and more sugars. Basically, we studied.
So to maybe try to summarize it briefly, by doing this kind of process with a higher temperature, you are going to have a result that will be more safe from a food safety standpoint, as well as being able to maybe had some added value to the other products you can come out with.
Absolutely.
So you now tell me. I know that you I guess attend the University of Nebraska. And you also, the funding, because I know you have to come up with some funds for this. Was Nebraska Corn Board involved in that?
Oh, yeah. They support our research, and it's a good opportunity to improve my knowledge and show our work and what are we doing in University of Nebraska. So it's a good opportunity to learn and show our work.
Now, have you completed this research, or are you still working on it, or plan to do more?
Yeah, this is the first step, and we have more steps. We evaluate just one treatment, and we put these treatments in some diets, extruded diets, and we evaluate in vitro digestibility and the prebiotic activity. This is our next step.
Wonderful. I'm glad that I got to speak with you. I know that you've been judged, but maybe there are some other judges coming around too. So, Tabitha, it's great to meet you. Glad you could be here at this CUTC, which is taking place in St. Louis. And I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.